want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
Then you want Dame Hodges.
Dame Hodges. The Common Sense Show. You can't dodge the Hodge.
Welcome to hour number two of the Common Sense Show, and I just want to remind you that RBN has a pledge drive going on. And you can donate to this great network by calling 1-800-724-2719. We had a surprise caller tonight to the show, A.C. Griffith. Griff has been a guest on this show several times, and he is formerly affiliated with the NSA and the CIA. And he's sitting there tight, and we're going to take your calls together along with Annie DeRiso, our Under the Radar News correspondent. And let's go back to, I believe it was Bruce. And you were talking about banking, and I'm going to ask you to come right to the point because we got a full board of calls.
Well, basically, I mean, we have $14 trillion tied up in mortgages in this country. Yeah, fractional reserve banking has been used against us for a long time. But if we is, I mean, just the baby boomers alone is 80% of the economy. If we took our deposits, which is our property, and made a decision to put them in our own banks on a state, county level, we could buy our country back.
And that'll
we would
never
have
happen.
The commercial power to do it. You could say it wouldn't happen, but you know what? You're going to get, you got to get a mass movement in this country to organized. And the only way you're going to do it was with the economic backyard of every citizen to say, I could live better. I could live more prosperous.
But don't you understand?
Don't ask for a charter. Don't ask for a charter from the state or the federal government. Just do it. We have our constitutions to stand on. And I'm saying
no,
that
the
we
constitution
have
no longer matters.
Hold on, Bruce. Let's let Griff respond. Go ahead, Griff.
The Constitution doesn't matter anymore. You're not going to find justice in courts. The legal system is terribly questionable. The monetary system is a private company like Federal Express, not even part of government. You have no jurisdiction. You have no authority over the Federal Reserve. You have no right to audit the Federal Reserve.
Sam Kennedy was saying that you have a right if you stand on your Constitution to basically just do it.
No. No.
Yes, you do, sir. I'm sorry. We are the sovereign of this nation.
Where do you go?
You have a choice to decide where you put your property. If everybody said tomorrow on 10/10/2010, we're going to take our money out of their banks, and sure, they could pull the rug out from under us, but as Ben Franklin did, they used colonial script. They used paper, just like Ithaca dollars or whatever. You could use a local-based economy dollar backed by our labor.
You are an idealist that it will never happen.
Well, did you see that there's a proposal out there right now, Griff, to basically to go on strike for, I believe, 3 or 4 days in April? There's a group trying to organize that. People stay home.
I'm not going to quit my job or not go to work, but I am going to, if I could realize what a bank can do, which is make money by the multiplier effect, that we could take cooperatively, we could invest our own prosperous hourly wage into a bank. And we could focus that wage into the local economy. We have a brewery sitting here in our community that can make.
Bruce, the paper in your pocket tonight that you think is money is not money. It's a Federal Reserve note.
Dude, I'm saying you could make it whatever you want to make. All we're living on was paper dollars. I don't care whose name on it.
No, it's not
I
a
understand
dollar.
What
it's
a
note.
Dollar's worth.
It's
yeah, I think we're arguing semantics here.
No, you're not.
Because we're on the faith system right now. There is nothing backing up the money except for the fact is that
money.
I'm dumb enough to take Annie's dollar because, sorry, Annie, she's dumb enough to take it from me. Bruce, thanks for the call, but we got a full board of calls. Good call, good conversation, good debate. Griff, I hear what you're saying, but, you know, there's a lot of people out there, I think, that still want to do the fight. They don't want to give up the fight, but... I also agree with what you're saying, too. I think we need to plan for that rainy day. We'll try to squeeze in a quick call here before the break. Let's go to Eric on line one from California. Hi, welcome to the Common Sense Show. You're on with Annie, Griff, and Dave.
Yeah, how you doing? I'm in Sonoma County. I'm with the Bohemian Grove. A friend of mine and I have a broadcast we put on public access recently that's going to air on 4th of February.
Well, hold on right there. I'm going to let you promo that and tell us all about it when we come back from the break. Bohemian Grove, that's interesting. I wonder if you talked to Alex Jones when he was up there. Anyway, stay tuned, everybody. More on this topic after a word from our sponsors.
So I remember everything. Oh, every man.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. 718-615-0123. Call 718-615-0123. 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Welcome back to the Common Sense Show, and it's a lively topic tonight. We're spanning everything from possible terrorism at the Olympics to Alex Jones's attack on TAG in Texas, a protest group, with Catherine Bleich. And we're also talking about what you want to talk about. So let's go back out to California, and our caller was telling us about something that he's producing with regard to what, caller?
Yeah, basically it's called Inappropriately Touched by My Government. It's a broadcast that is recorded and soon will be, in the next couple months, going live, so we'll be able to, you know, actually take calls and interact with the community. However, it's not like I'm having much to cover. I just want to give people an idea of who I was. There's a few different things I wanted to cover real quick.
Go ahead.
No,
I'm sorry. We're gonna have to move on and let you go because we're getting a really bad signal and you're breaking up. You can try to call back, maybe on a landline. Sounds like you're either calling from a cell or from Skype. But I'm sorry, bad signal. We got to move on. Let's go to I believe it's Eric in California on line one. Hi, Eric. You're on the com. Oh, that was Eric. Okay, my fault. Eric, please call back if you get a landline. Let's go to Scott in Connecticut on line four. Hi, Scott. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing tonight?
Oh, we're doing terrific.
Hey, I wanted to touch base on that false flag for the Olympics there.
Yes.
I did notice they moved the Pro Bowl up a week, and they also didn't have it in Hawaii. That's very uncharacteristic of the NFL.
What do you make of that?
I'm not sure. Somebody said that I talked to, said, well, they didn't want to interfere with the Olympics. But then again, you know, the NFL is usually pretty much stuck in their ways.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I caught something. There's a YouTube channel called the Truther Girls. They're up in Canada. And they put up a little video I caught the other night, and they made some interesting observations. I guess apparently they've postponed Parliament up there in Canada for like a month.
Something. Yeah, that's part of my report that I have, because I have 13 points, actually.
Annie,
I only got
Annie,
through number three.
Go to that element.
Okay, I'm looking. Let's see. Operations of the Office of the Information and Privacy Commissioner have ceased, leaving British Columbians with no independent office to hold the government accountable. Is that what you're talking about?
I don't know. Something about, like, Parliament was supposed to get back in session after the holidays, and then they postponed it till, like, towards the end of February.
Wow, so you're talking about Parliament. Okay.
Yeah, it's a YouTube video that's a Truther Girls channel. Maybe somebody wants to check that out.
Okay.
Well, we will, but that's highly significant. I mean, Griff, can you imagine if Congress wasn't meeting for a month? I mean, that would be a good thing in my book, but it would certainly raise the eyebrows of our countrymen, wouldn't it?
Yeah, and it would
be wonderful.
If you had to declare martial law, there'd be nobody around to argue with you.
Interesting point.
Also, one other point she brought up on this video was the same security company, the name escapes me, some name that begins with a V, and I know it's one of those Israeli-based companies. Anyway, the name of this security company that begins with a V, I believe. I could be wrong.
I don't know how to pronounce it. It's V as in Victor, E-R-I-N-T.
Yes.
That's also, I've got that down here to report on, too.
They've been hired to do security at the Olympics, and they were the same company that was hired to do security in the subways on 777.
Yeah, for the London bombings.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Griff, you don't believe in coincidences, do you?
Not too much, no.
No, and don't you find this a little more than suspicious?
Well, I still am compelled to say that a lot of the things we're talking about tonight are almost non-issues. There's some big things happening in the United States, in the world tonight, and you know nothing about it. We've been on this Leo Wanta matter. That is the cause of the financial devastation that's engulfing the world right now.
You know what, Griff, I want to get to that. Can we hold
that until the last
sure. half hour?
Of course.
Because we've got a full board to call. And once we get on that, Griff, I know we're not getting off, and I know exactly where you're going with that.
But that's what's important.
I agree. And we have you on. You're a great resource in that area. And let's devote the last part of the show to that. Anyway, we're going to have to move on, but I want to thank you for your call, Scott, because we are really backed up. I see that Eric from California has called back. Hi, Eric. Do we have a clear line now?
It's interesting. Yeah, hi. It's interesting that Griff just brought up what he did, because that was part of what I was going to bring up. My call was not going to be strictly about Alex Jones, but I didn't want to take up too much of your time. And I wanted to give credit where credit was due and mention to the people all the great things Alex has brought to us, like being able to go into the Grove, being able to bring forward information about Operation Urban Warrior, where foreign troops came into the country and worked with our domestic troops to blow up police stations and kill people and train the youth, like Hitler youth, to go house to house taking people's guns. So, you know, let's give credit where credit is due, and let's not, in terms of criticism, let's keep it constructive. If I would say anything, Alex Jones needs to get more on the page of common law sovereignty and stop calling citizens people and people citizens and learn the difference between civil privileges and natural rights.
Okay,
so that
well,
said, let's move on.
But
let's
you know what, let's go ahead. Well, let's touch Wanta. If you want to bring that up, we'll go there now.
Well, I had a bunch of things I wanted to mention, and basically what I wanted to mention was Operation Stillpoint, and that not limited to, but for instance, Operation Stillpoint is something anybody can go to Google Web, type in Operation Stillpoint, and read it. It talks about many things, not limited to, but for instance, salted gold, that's gold with tungsten in it, depopulation and New World Order infighting, and how Operation Stillpoint recently has actually been stopped. People can also go look up an interview between Benjamin Fulford, the man who interviewed Rockefeller in Japan, and he did an interview with David Wilcock that was fantastic, that talked a lot about Stillpoint and other matters that are related. Also, I wanted to mention to people that they need to I'd go to Google Web and type in Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL and read what they have to say about people who are designated as patriots. There doesn't seem to be an entire organized movement, like a patriot movement necessarily, but these groups like Southern Poverty Law Center want to group individuals together and call them a movement, and then have all these violent crazies who commit acts of violence and point to them and say, oh, yeah, those are those Nazi sovereign nuts who are Aryan nation gun-wielding right-wingers, and that's not who we are.
We've covered that on the show ad nauseum.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So anyway, people, go to Google Web, look up Southern Poverty Law Center, and read it. You know your enemy, know your friends. I also wanted to mention that all the wars in history were not about commies and all these other factions where we have an enemy coming to attack us, World War One, World War Two, with Vietnam, Korea, all of them. We're nothing more than even our revolution and our civil war. It's all about financial reorganization. They can learn that by studying Tim Turner. People can start by going to YouTube and looking up Tim Turner and watching a 56-minute video that is a Tim Turner interview with McGowan, is the family name. I don't remember his first name, but he's a great guy.
Okay, well, these are some great resources. But once again, our calls are backing up. This has been a good call.
Okay,
I appreciate it, and I promise we'll get to Wanta after the break, but we're going to move on. And let's go to Steve in California on line two. Hi, Steve. Thanks for your patience, and welcome to the show.
Hello?
Hi,
hello?
You're on. You're on with Dave, Annie, and Griff. We can hear you just fine.
Okay. I wanted to call about Rodney Dale Class. Are you both familiar? And Carl Weston. They're both private attorney generals. Are you familiar with them?
I'll defer.
Okay.
Guys,
Rodney,
do you know?
Dale Class has filed. Anybody else heard of him?
No, go ahead.
Okay. He's filed in the Superior Court of District of Columbia, which is the court that oversees the APA, which is what you're talking about, the Administrative Procedures Act. It all the courts go to Washington, D.C. These people are all under foreign agents from Washington, D.C., and he's got them in default right now. He's got a case. He answers everything. He's like a genius, this guy, Rodney Dale Class. He understands all the statutes, the laws, the Congress. He was the one that told me about the, you know, you were discussing earlier about the 81st Congress third session, 52-page document that shows that all attorneys are members of the Communist Party. He has filed with them. They're going to be going next weekend to Washington, D.C., to talk to people on the House Judiciary Committees, which they know, and they've been there filing all their forms. And they talk about the people there in Washington under the ground in all their, they have like subway system and stuff. They get down there and they get in and talk to congressmen and senators. And they say these people in there are like robots. But he's got a case now. It's in default. They don't know what to do. There's two cases. One was with the IRS where the Superior Court District of Columbia is the court for taxes. It's the original tax court. So they filed a case, which I'm looking at.
Okay, so we got to cut right to the chase here because we're not going to have time to go through the entire case. Well, let me ask you this. What is it that he's trying to accomplish?
He's got him in default. He's filed against the United States DBA Corporation, law firm Eric Holder. He's summonsed him to court. They never showed up. They're in default. They then had an IRS agent remove the case from Superior Court to District Court. That's a fraud. He's filed papers to show that it's a fraud upon the court. They're going back to get these judges, Judge Holman, and all these judges are stuck. They can't answer. They don't know what to do. He's using statutes and court cases against them. For example,
okay, well, I think we got the idea. I don't want to delve in to the depth of this right now, given our topic,
okay.
You know, because we're being rather broad spectrum tonight, and I don't want to get too much into this. But basically what you're saying is the corporate legitimacy of our federal government's being challenged in court. Is that about it?
Absolutely. And they're all involved.
Do me a favor, because we're going to have to move
very
along.
Worried.
I would like you to call back at a future date, and maybe we can even arrange to have this person on to discuss this, because I'd like a progress report on what's going on. Thanks for being a call. Go ahead. We're up against the break. We got to run. Thanks for calling. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be back with a full board of calls after a word from our sponsors.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back, and if you don't get us on your local radio station, you can always catch us on live streaming at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Hi, everybody. This is Dave Hodges, host of the Common Sense Show, coming to you on RBN. And joining me tonight is Annie DeRiso, who is our under-the-radar news correspondent. And Annie, I do want to get back into a couple more of the salient points here of possible terrorism. And also joining us is A.C. Griffith, a frequent visitor to the show, been a guest on the show 3 times. And, Griff, we're going to definitely hit Wanta after the bottom of the hour, because I do think it's time that we expose this, bring it out in the open on the Common Sense Show. But first, let's go back to the board and welcome Sheldon, a familiar caller from Tucson. Hi, Sheldon, what's on your mind? And welcome to the show.
Hey, Dave. Hey, AC.
Hi. What's on your mind?
I was wondering, this is for AC, I was wondering what happened with your private phone number, because I've been trying to repeatedly contact you, and you never answer.
It's best to contact through email. I get so many phone calls, it overwhelms me.
I had actually become concerned about your safety and welfare, because
thank you.
You know, you had called me that one time, and then I kept calling you back, and you never answer your phone. So,
well, Sheldon, I have those days too. It's,
hey,
trying to keep the wolf from
carrying
the door.
Huh?
Anyway, go ahead. What's on your mind?
I heard you're going to be carrying John Moore next week.
No, it's going to be on the 14th. Next week is Lindsey Williams, and on the 14th will be John Moore.
Okay, are you familiar with the information John Moore has been putting out, pretty much?
Well, not as familiar as I'm going to be in 2 weeks, but yeah, I've got some familiarity with it. Let's put it this way, he's going to rock some boats.
Yeah, you know, I listen to his show every Sunday, and I've really gotten into his stuff lately. this, what he's into could be the most significant story we need to be monitoring about this incoming extrasolar system object, and what could, what this could be the real cover for the you know, the global warming scam.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm familiar with it, and we're going to bring that out in all of its glory, or disingenuous glory, I should say. You know, it kind of, Sheldon, I don't know if you caught, Griff, I don't know if you caught this as well, Annie, but conspiracy theory and that popular series with Jesse Ventura. But one of the things that they hit on there was the fact that the Denver airport, and I do know there's some legitimacy to this claim because I know some people that worked on this airport, but the Denver airport has these massive underground structures designed to house, shall we say, government officials under the continuity of government program. But John Moore takes that a lot further. He says that we're even doing this up in space. And is that about right, Sheldon?
Well, according to his information, various federal agencies have relocated out to the central part of the country. The mm-hmm. CIA's moved their entire domestic division out to Denver. The NSA here just maybe about 2 weeks ago moved most of their stuff to 20 miles south of Salt Lake City, Utah. And now I just discovered this the early part of last week that NASA, our public space agency, may have been relocating all of their people over the last 3 years. That contract was for relocating their employees was good up until about 4 months ago. And I've done a FOIA request to NASA, and I never got any reply whatsoever. That I did it as an email request. John says I need to do a hard copy snail mail request on that. But, you know, it's just a blank statement. They don't really explain what they're doing with relocating their people, NASA.
Yeah, well, it might explain, too, why the space shuttle and other NASA programs are going bye-bye, because they may no longer be needed. Yeah, it's going to be an interesting topic. Anyway, Sheldon, I want to thank you for your call, because we're going to have to move along. But you're going to want to listen after the bottom of the hour, because we're going to get into this Wanta banking scandal with Griff, and it's going to knock your socks off. Anyway, Sheldon, thanks for the call, and please call again. Griff, do you have any knowledge of this incoming solar object? Do you have an opinion on that?
No, I don't.
Okay. Annie?
Well, I don't know. You know, people have been batting around this Planet X for ages. I think it's time we get Jim McKinney on again, and we'll talk to him about it. I don't know. It's a very iffy category. On one hand, I believe it. On one hand, I don't. It's something we don't know, and we have old Sumerian text to base it on. We have the 1983 report that it was cited. I mean, if it was 83, I mean, it's really got to be far out there for us not to be able to see it by now. McKinney keeps a watch on the southern hemisphere. He says it'll be coming in from that direction if it comes in, if it's real. You know, there's just so much conjecture about it. Who knows?
Well, okay.
If they know, they're not telling us.
This could be a big event if true, but right now I have to remain the friendly skeptic. Well, we have a return call from Divine Destiny, who's patiently been waiting on line 3 from Calgary. Hi, Divine Destiny, what is on your mind again?
Okay, you're a little bit far away, because it's very important for me to say this. And I'm not surprised about the last few callers. That was typical of the shills and trolls that would back up with GCN to cover for what has been going on. An apology is in order, and to insult inform intelligent Canadian, you know, to compare me to Glenn Beck, follower or not follower, is really, really bad. When you can promote, as one caller, like your Ben Fulford and your other shill CIA sites and stuff like that, as an informed Canadian and as an expatriate, Alex Jones fans, it's hard for me to say this because I am so hurt and so wounded, but so mad and strong, because we still need to unite and get to the bottom of this.
Well, that's a good message to take us into the break. Divine Destiny, I love your passion again, and you've made your point clear, and who knows who called in defense of Alex Jones. But anyway, there's two sides to every story. I want to thank you for being a caller. Once again, stay tuned, everybody. More with Griff and Annie on the other side.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-790-6293. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-790-6293 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Welcome back to the Common Sense Show, coming to you proudly on RBN. And joining us right now is a familiar face, or shall I say voice, to the show, A.C. Griffith, and also Annie DeRiso, our weekly under-the-radar news correspondent. And, Griff, before we get to Wanta, I wanted to turn it over to Annie real quick so we could kind of put a little bit of a period behind this story. But, Annie, you did a wonderful job before, you know, all heck broke loose here on the show, talking about possible terrorism, false flag operation up in Vancouver. If you were to pick the most salient point, and Annie, we can certainly revisit this again next week, but if you were to pick the most salient point that says there could be trouble brewing at the Winter Olympics, what would that be?
Well, the Canadian Prime Minister has been given the sole responsibility for making the judgment call on whether to shoot down any aircraft or not, and this is normally not something that he does. It's not his responsibility. I mean, it's just like 9/11 when Dick Cheney was given control of the military air defenses, you know, due to the war games that were going on. And then he denied the request to shoot down the plane, you know, heading toward the Pentagon.
Yes.
So why does he get this all of a sudden, just like Dick Cheney did? I mean, there's just too many coincidences. I mean, that to me is a real smoking gun in all of this. There's a lot of other things.
Oh, I totally agree, Annie, and I think that next week we need to work on encapsulating this and putting it into in a condensed version into our Under the Radar news segment, because I think this is important news. And, you know, cockroaches don't like the light of day shown on them. If we can do something to shine a little bit of light on what could possibly be coming, you know, I think we have a public obligation to do so. Okay, Griff, the Wanta banking crisis. And let me preface our entry into this topic by saying on Friday afternoon I was talking to one of my teaching colleagues, and he asked me where he thought all this was headed. All this means all the trouble. And he's an avowed liberal Democrat. He has my greatest sympathy for being so. But I told him, I said, one possible view among many, and I threw this out here, as I said, the central banks have succeeded in bankrupting every country in the world. There's going to be no superpowers left. Every country is going to be reduced to second and third world status. And we're going to see an usher in of the new world order and one world government from the IMF, the World Bank, and the UN. And I said, that's only one of many views. And you should have seen his face. His jaw almost hit the floor. He couldn't believe the words were coming out of my mouth. And I said, that is a legitimate view. And I said, tell me that that's not happening across the planet. And he had to acknowledge it has. And I think you've got some insight into that topic with regard to WANTA. So go ahead and pick it up from there.
Dave, I want to compliment you first. You've handled the affair tonight admirably well.
Thank you. The blood pressure is up a little bit. And Griff, let me say this to our callers, too. I love each and every one of you. We have such a wealth of knowledge in this listening audience, and we have some devoted and loyal listeners. But these calls were nonstop. I wanted to try to get to as many people as possible. There were some people that called in regarding maritime law, admiralty law, banking, cases against our corporate federal government. I would like to have information sent to me on all these topics, but each one of those topics was a show unto itself. And so I would encourage all the listeners that don't feel that they really got to have their full say tonight to send me that material, and we'll see what we can do with that in future shows. But anyway, let's go to WANTA because it's such an important topic, and let's start dropping bombs because this is big.
My desire to talk about the WANTA, Leo WANTA affair, is that it's the most important thing. The other things don't matter. It doesn't matter. We got 14 inches of snow here yesterday, and 2 hours ago the snowplow came down the street and blocked my driveway. It pushed all the snow in front of my driveway. Well, it doesn't matter to me why he put it to the right side of the street and blocked my driveway. It only matters that my driveway is blocked. That's all that really matters. It matters that the financial institutions are collapsing. It matters that the dollar will collapse. It doesn't matter why, really, we should concentrate on protecting self and family because of what's happened. We really don't have to know why. Just believe me that you should be stocking food, you should be stocking clothing, shoes. When the dollar fails, everything stops, and there is no mechanism to reestablish it. It stops for the rest of your life. Now, the dollar will fail. It's failing now. Recently, Obama signed an executive order allowing Interpol to come into America protected. They can do no wrong. No one can touch them. They're exempt from all the laws.
Mm-hmm.
We know why he signed that. Interpol is looking at the $27 trillion that some people stole out of international banking. That's what caused the financial collapse in the world. That's what's accelerating the collapse of the dollar. It was the $27-plus trillion that was sucked out of international banking. One of the players was Leo E. WANTA, and I believe he was operating to bring down the Soviet Union under the orders of President Reagan. But he was a manipulator. He has a track record. He was not the only person involved in this. Many of the mafia families, Cosa Nostra, were involved in pillaging the Soviet economy. They bought rubles. They manipulated. They were into all aspects of manipulation, not only in the Soviet, but drawing on world banking for profits also. That's what's causing the collapse of the financial system. It has nothing to do with bad mortgages. The people in charge have lied to us again.
Well, Griff, let me ask you, how much money are we talking about again? You're saying $27
trillion? $27 trillion keeps coming up, and more recently, $4.5 trillion was transferred out of Chinese banks to Leo WANTA here in Richmond, Virginia. I'm in Richmond. The money was intercepted sucked out of Bank of America, diverted to J.P. Morgan Chase in New York, and then dispersed. Billions went to Pilgrim Investment, the Bush family. Other billions of dollars of that 4.5 went to Mark Rich, the convicted felon, who was involved in the original deal with Wanta. We've accumulated 75 to 80% of the story. We're ahead of the game. We're writing the entire Wanta affair right now, trying to put it together. There's still gaps in the story, but it's the chemtrail was nothing compared to the Wanta story. But the fate of the world financial is in the Wanta story. Talk about going into federal court with constitutional law and so on. Wanta sued the president, the Federal Reserve, Paulson, and a list of others in federal court in Alexandria, Virginia, to have his $4.5 trillion returned to him. It was never questioned that he was the trustee of the money. There was a paper trail left after the Federal Reserve and a law firm in Richmond took the money and transferred it to New York. The judge at the federal level in Alexandria, Virginia, looked at the case, suing for $4.5 trillion with all of the documents, and refused to hear it, and threw it out. So you can have all of the documentation, you can have all of the right on your side, and go into a court, a federal court. The judge can say to you, I'm not going to hear it. And that's it.
Let me ask you a couple questions here. When you said the money went to New York, are you talking about the New York Fed?
It went to J.P. Morgan Chase Bank in New York.
And who would have been in charge of receiving that? Do you know? Do you have any names we can put on this?
It was done at the direction of the Federal Reserve.
Okay.
The Richmond Federal Reserve.
Well, I'll tell you why I ask. I smell Geithner in this. His body odor is permeating this whole thing, and his arrival as being head of the Treasury, I think, is none too coincidental in relation to this Wanta affair. Do you connect to this at all?
They know what's going on. Mm-hmm. Many in Congress know exactly what's happening. The American people are being lied to. That's what's causing the world banking to collapse. In fact, in the documents that we posted on the Internet, the 2007 Wanta lawsuit in federal court in Alexandria, he said in those documents that this $27 trillion is not put back into the banking system, world economies will collapse. And they wanted to do it. They're allowing it to happen.
What's the mechanism for the collapse? So I understand the money being pulled out. Is this money being used to back things like derivatives and other investment vehicles?
No. It's out of the system. It's off the books.
So then why would it be causing a collapse? We're going to have to go to Banking 101 for Dummies here.
Well, if you suck $27 trillion out of your banking system and leave nothing in its place, mm-hmm. the banks are not going to have the money.
So this explains why we don't have the liquidity for small businesses and such?
That's right. And the money that Paulson sucked out of the Congress, a trillion or so, went to foreign banks.
With the tungsten gold.
Foreign banks are just ticked at America right now, and that's why the Interpol has been directed. Obama was directed to let them into the country. And their action, they went after the law firm here in Richmond that was involved in the $4.5 trillion. And you're going to see more and more strange things happening. I predict that people will start disappearing in banking and at the Federal Reserve. So there is going to be a lot of actions. The American people will have no clue what it's about.
Well, following the Kennedy assassination, there have been no less than 300 deaths with people that were connected to it, presumably to keep people quiet and the story, complete story from coming out. Is that what you're saying is going to happen here to the bankers?
Yes. Wait for it to happen. You'll see names appear in the paper.
This almost reminds you, Annie, of the microbiologists, right? With regard to some of these vaccines and manufactured, shall we say, illnesses.
Would you call that a conspiracy?
Oh, absolutely. No question.
Well, that's how the mafia works.
You don't have almost 100. I mean, Stephen Quayle has really documented this. He's done a great job at this, documenting these microbiologists that disappeared at a time when really these, shall we say, exotic illnesses were coming on the scene along with their prerequisite vaccines. And it sounds like that's what you're making the case here for, is a lot of these top banking people are going to disappear. Will these names be household names, in your opinion? Will the American people recognize these names when they disappear?
Yes. The Bush family is deeply involved. Today, Father Bush and his son, I believe, visited Obama. That was part of the Interpol. You see, the American people are going to look at the actions and think one thing. They'll be thinking about the rivets on the side of the Titanic while the boat is sinking, you know. The American people are just out of step with realities here. Don't waste your time thinking about going into federal court. As Bruce was saying earlier, you'll get nowhere. The Constitution is no longer relevant. Don't you see?
The collective error just went out of the room I'm sitting in. I can understand what you're talking about. And, you know, and Griff, there's a flip side to this, too. If you look at the derivatives market, and there's a number of people that I've spoken with on this, the derivatives market debt is about 6.5 times the entire GDP of the planet. So we've got a double whammy on both sides of the coin, don't we?
More than that, the whole monetary system is bogus. It's based on nothing. You can't define what the paper in your pocket really is. It's a note. It's a promissory note from a private company. But for years, I've tried to find out what that promissory note really is. Nobody knows. People in the Fed don't know.
Do you think the people in the Bank of Settlement know? I mean, how high up does this get?
No, nobody knows. Nobody knows. I've actively pursued this in Washington at the Fed, down the halls. The lawyers don't know. Try it sometime. Right at the on the front of the dollar bill in your pocket, it says Federal Reserve Note. It's a promissory note, but nobody knows what it promises. It doesn't promise anything.
We have the derivatives debt, and then more importantly, we have this wanta black hole, for lack of a better analogy. For what purpose? Where is this headed in your estimation?
A collapse of the country.
And this is what it's designed to do.
There are people that want it to happen.
And I don't think it's just a collapse of this country, isn't it? Are we talking about the entire monetary structure of the West?
Yes. But you're going to feel it in this country more. When your goods stop flowing into the country. When your water systems stop. When your electricity stops. Because there'll be no way to purchase these services. Don't you see?
Annie, have you fainted yet?
I'm just trying to think of a question, and the only thing that comes to my mind that backs all of this up is the tungsten-coated gold.
Yeah, let's go there for a minute.
What are you going to buy? You're sitting in the middle of the country with some gold in your hand. Who are you going to give it to?
And there is no gold to back up any of our money.
Forget gold for a second, because Annie, you can't eat gold and you can't shoot it.
Right.
Okay, and what Griff's talking about here, if this does indeed become our immediate reality, it's going to be the staples of survival that people are going to be scrambling for, not
but
some
you
domestic
can
currency.
Use it for black market trading.
Well, that's why Interpol has entered the United States. That's why he passed that executive order. I think there were one or two other executive orders that were passed to support Interpol. And that's just recent. So it's ongoing right now.
Well, we've got a caller from Sacramento on line one. Let's go to him and get his opinion or question on this. Hi, Joe. Welcome to the Common Sense Show. You're on with Griff and Annie.
Hi, can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine. Go ahead.
This is so complex, it's very hard to really talk about. But just as far as what I know, Wanta is a very small fish. And it's really, you're talking about Bush and Clinton that are very large in this whole thing. And if the word Operation Stillpoint is a plan to destroy the country, and I would look all of those up and look into it, because
you're right. This is what their plan was, and it's been thwarted by the Chinese lien that was filed, and that's why the world is trying to collect right now, and the Bushes and the Clintons and Obama have blocked the funding for that, and if that continues to go on, it's going to be a major world war type thing that could occur.
You know, let me interject here. Before we came on the air, and I write for freedomsphoenix.com, there is a story running up on Freedoms right now that basically where Hillary Clinton is telling the Chinese, and I was shocked at the boldness of this comment, but if she basically is telling the Chinese, if you don't get on board with us, you face isolation. So there could be some legitimacy to what you're saying. Joe, we're up against the break, and it's our final break, so I want to thank you for the call. And please call it again earlier next time, and we'll be back with Griff and Andy after a word from our sponsors.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Welcome to the final segment of the Common Sense Show. On the line with us right now is A.C. Griffith, a familiar guest on the show, and as well as our under-the-radar news correspondent, the lovely Annie DeRiso. And Griffith spent about the last 15 minutes, I think, scaring the H-E double hockey sticks out of us because, Griff, I've heard about the Wanta in other circles, and the way you paint this, it's quite scary. I want to just kind of put a cap on this real quick and just say that I want to do an hour on this sometime late in the winter, early in the spring, and I think we need to arrange a detailed interview on this where we give names, dates, places, some facts where people can go check out, because certainly if we crash, there will be no reboot. You're not going to be rebooting this economy if this kind of devastation is allowed to really come to fruition. And it looks like it's already underway. Griff, so we'll be in touch to schedule that interview. But boy, I'll tell you what, you took the breath right out of my room. I'm still trying to catch up. So I want to thank you for coming on, Griff. And as always, it's been a great pleasure to have you, and we'll be in touch.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you very much, okay. Griff.
Thank you.
Annie, wow, I just, my head's spinning from this show. I mean, you got us off to that dazzling start, and we didn't even get to complete the thought, which we will next week, with regard to possible terrorism and our false flag operation in Vancouver. Next week, let me promo what's going on. We have Lindsay Williams on, and Lindsay Williams is a pastor, a long-term pastor. He's been a pastor for some of the most powerful people in the world. He has friends, connections, acquaintances who have a seat at the table, as they like to say, and he's decided that he's going to talk. And I spoke with Lindsay on the phone earlier in the week, and I found much of what he had to say to be very compelling. So we'll have him on as a guest next week. The following week, as I mentioned earlier in the show, we will have on John Moore for the topics that we mentioned when Sheldon called in. And then the 28th, the last week of the month, we are going to have Catherine Austin Fitz, who is the consummate insider, former number two person in HUD, partner in Dillon and Reed on Wall Street. And what she has to say is just about as chilling as what we just heard here in the last half hour with A.C. Griffith. But Annie, never a dull moment. I want to take a moment here and thank our great callers, because this show is for you. It's about uniting all of us, educating America on what we could possibly do to save what we have left, and perhaps to reclaim some of what we have left. I think Griff's advice is well taken. Plan for the rainy day. But Annie, I know you and I are united on this front, as are the other hosts on RBN, that we're not giving up the fight, are we?
No, we're not. We can't. At least I'd rather go down fighting than on my knees.
Well, I agree. And, you know, what's that old saying? I'd rather die free than live like a slave. And
yeah.
Right now we're being set up for slavery and possible extermination. Anyway, let's try to squeeze in a real quick call. Danny from Houston just called in on line one. Danny, we got to be quick because we're up against the end of the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, sir. Wouldn't a safe place to be near the ocean where the fish are? Like I do, you can live for nothing for fish. I'd go naked, I guess.
Well, that's if the tsunami doesn't get you, okay? Or the earthquakes or any... Anything else, Danny?
Yes, sir. Thank you. No problem.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks for your call. Annie, it's been a pleasure doing this show with you over the last year plus. I know next week is the Super Bowl, but the Super Bowl will end as we come on the air. I learned that last year as our Arizona Cardinals here locally were defeated on the last play of the game to lose that Super Bowl. But, folks, after you're done partying, enjoying, tune in for a dose of reality here on the Common Sense Show, because we promise to bring you the best and the latest. And once again, don't forget to keep those pledges coming in. You can send yours to 1-800-724-2719. And Annie, I hear that music in the distant background. The sounds of Cusco are getting louder and louder, which means that we need to say goodnight. So Annie, thanks again, and thanks to all our callers and to A.C. Griffith and my producer, Mike. Good night, everybody. We'll see you next week. God bless.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog.